I guess we'll call this meeting to order. Anybody have a chance to go over the last meetings?
Let's just start the budget.
We're doing the budget meeting first?
Yeah, let's go into the budget.
So the one column in the middle is in red. The red ones, we don't know the final. So the prior year, 2023, is what we actually spent. The next column is the current year, 24, and we don't have all of the totals in there. So I kind of guessed on some of them and put in red, but those will change by the end of the year. But that doesn't matter. We're just voting on the very end. But I wanted you to have approximate of what we're doing this year so you can tell what you want to do next year. So it's the numbers on the far right that you'll be looking at. We can change them any way you want.
I've got one question that we go over this all the time and I never remember. Envirothon, do we have anybody from locally that attends that, or is it just supporting a group that we don't really send much?
Yeah, and there's a little controversy with this right now. The conservation districts used to help with the Envirothon a lot and used to be involved with like the days and go help with the different points of training for them, and they haven't. It got pulled into USU, pulled into the college up there, and we don't even know who's over it now. And we don't get very much money for it, or we don't get, you know, any notice about anything that's going on. So they're actually working to try to get it back under a UACD, the association, so that conservation districts are more involved. And there are some conservation districts up north that really, because they're near the school, have gotten involved. And their suggestion was not to pay it this next year until they get this figured out. But you can still have a budget holder, placeholder for it. It's a good thing, but I don't know if Millard has any.
No, Millard didn't have any. So it's typically like an FFA or 4-H team or both will go and like do the competition. But Millard did not have anybody this year. The lady that's over it at the university though is retiring.
Okay.
So this would be a good year to try and like take it back.
And maybe that's why they've been talking about it is.
Yeah.
I remember years ago we used to have two or three from our area that would go.
And I'm sure they've gone like in other years, but this year in particular, I know that they weren't there because I went and helped judge it and we didn't have anybody.
And this can be pretty interesting. We had held it over in the Richfield area 8 years ago maybe, and had conservation board members go help judge. We were there for their oral competition. And there's some smart kids out there. There really are. Just trying to guide them into the natural resource way, you know, and not so much environmentalist, but how to use the resources wisely. But yeah, I don't think Millard, I don't know. I know they've had science teams, FFA, 4-H, and other groups that have done it. So. But we could meet with the schools and try to get them interested in it.
If you think you can talk Ben Hunter into
anything,
getting her done, then yeah.
It has scholarships that go with it, you know, if you've got winning teams. And
is the Delta school doing anything with it?
They didn't this year. They have in the past. I think it probably just depends on if they've got kids that are interested in it.
They get, you know, they can get so many judging competitions and all these other things that they all get busy in.
Is that just a word not getting out thing? Or is that a
It's a lot to do with the teachers. There's actually, coming up here in June, in Richfield, there's going to be an ag, it's called the ag teacher, or science teacher, I don't know what they called it for sure, but conference, I guess. And so they're going to be teaching them different things, but there's a group of natural resource with forestry, fire, and state lands, and then I'm helping with some of it. There's other groups helping with it, but we're taking them all out on a tour to show them and get them hopefully sparked back into the natural resource interest. And because it starts in the schools too. I mean, it starts with the parents, but they have to have teachers who, if we can help with curriculum, and this is kind of what it's supposed to be, is there's ag in the classroom, and you can get online and find all kinds of agriculture curriculum for different classrooms. And so they want to do something natural resource wise, so that when these teachers are doing their lesson plans, they can just say, okay, I'm doing a lesson on clouds or something, and they can find all kinds of material online, and it's not a struggle for them. And so trying to just get science teachers, natural resource, interested again, I guess.
So, the Envirothon, it's a competition.
It's a competition, sort. Yeah.
And so what comes at the end? How come it's $800 and?
It takes, I'm not sure what they use all the money for. I've not seen it.
Kids walk away with a lot of prizes.
Kids walk away with scholarships, but then it also includes for the meals.
I think they
during
also,
that time
and they pay for like the winning team to go to the national competition or something too, which I think is pricey because it's in wherever across the country. I think it moves
Nashville or wherever. Yeah, no, they choose different places every year.
Good question.
But yeah, there has to be accountability too, because we just keep giving them money, but there's really no.
Blake, you better mention that in your big speech tonight.
Get Coach Hunter on the stage.
You'll just be like, here, and they'll just move you right along.
Alrighty. Any other questions on the budget?
That's my contribution.
Alrighty, I guess if there's nothing else to talk about, I entertain a motion to adopt the budget.
I'll make the motion to adopt the budget.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Move
into our regular.
Do you want to move to go into the closed meeting?
Mm-hmm. Or the close
or the
budget hearing?
Close the budget hearing.
I'll make a motion to close that budget hearing.
Okay.
Colby seconded. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Alright.
You need to stop the recording and start again, or is that?
Yes, thank you.